Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts on Recovery. We generally talk about people who've been religiously abused and how to get them back on track with the Lord, or people who have trouble with alcoholism, codependency, things of that nature, and how their woundedness affects them and what we can do to help them work through the problem and get back on track so that they can be the person that God created them to be. Now, if our president, Barack Hussein Obama, is reelected, I'm going to sell a lot of books. The reason? There are going to be a lot more people having difficulty and their need in their own minds to act out and get involved with self-destructive behavior is going to increase. When people are out of work, out of hope, out of money, you know what they do? They use more than when they're happy and have money and fulfilled. They don't have money and they've got an addiction, some of them are going to resort to crime. We have a huge problem on our hands, and the recovery community is going to be swamped with people who are looking for some answers. We got 6 weeks until this election, and I have taken a hiatus from talking about recovery to talk about the political things that are happening in our nation, because I believe firmly that if we continue down the course we're pursuing, what we know as the United States of America, what we were given by our fathers, grandfathers, to the 8th and 10th generation before, will no longer be what it has been. When Barack Hussein Obama started, as far as business was concerned, we were number one. Our rating was number one. We're now number six. We've been downgraded twice. Why have we been downgraded? Because our debt is so high in comparison to our gross national product, because we have over 8% unemployment and all the rest. Now, what is amazing to me is how there are so many people who are still voting for Obama. If you look at his record, you would think that he would be getting 35% of the vote or less. And yet, if the polls are any indication, they are talking about him being in the lead and his lead growing. Now, I don't believe that that's the truth. You want to know the truth. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I am trying here to bring on my brother, who is holding, and the system right this second isn't allowing me to do it. So I'm going to just click him on and if I can, but doesn't look like it's letting me do it. Now, why that's happening, I don't know. All right, I'll just say, Dick, hang up and call again because it's not letting you on. All right, as he's doing that, I want to start taking a look at a couple of the things that are very troublesome. The Real Clear Politics, which really has all of the Thanks, Jill. Let me see if I can get this. You're on. How are
Hello?
You, Steph? Yeah, this is.
I'm fine, John.
The hostess with the most. Right,
how does Atlanta look up there on the 10th floor of the beautiful building you're in?
It is on the 10th floor as I'm broadcasting from the We Believe Tower over Majestic Buckhead, looking out at the skyline. It is indeed beautiful. It's a crisp fall afternoon, reminding me more of where I grew up in Newton, Massachusetts, than in the Deep South, where I have been most of my adult life. All right, getting right to this, I want to talk a little bit about the numbers. And on the Real Clear Politics, they have right now, as far as likely Obama and leaning Obama, a total of 247 electoral votes. Now, as you know, all that is needed is 270. Now, some of these things that they have, the likely and solid Obama, I mean, I'll give you that. California, with its 55 electoral votes, is the biggest thing in America. It's going to go to Obama, and I don't believe that either candidate is really even spending any money out there. Because there's no need. So, you got California and Illinois and New York and Massachusetts as solidly Obama, along with, down the eastern seaboard, Connecticut and New Jersey and Delaware, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. That's where his real strength is, along with all the West Coast, the East Coast, and the Upper Midwest Great Lakes area. Now, if he gets all of that, then all he has to do is win either Florida, if he wins Florida with what he's already got, he'll win the whole thing. Which I don't think he's going to do, though. Here's the thing. All of these polls have this, they're basing their assumptions when they're making these telephone calls. They weigh the thing, and they're basing it on the way people voted in 2008, which means from the 18 to 30 crowd, the enthusiasm level for Barack Hussein Obama was extremely high, as it was for African Americans, who normally constitute about 11% of the voting population. Well, they came out at 14.5%. Hispanics were high, and young people were high. Because McCain was not a very good candidate, people 50 years old and over didn't come out and vote for him at a high number. They usually constitute about 35% of the electorate, and they ended up being something like about 26 or 27. So they came less. Now, this year, they're using those same assumptions with all of these polls, and I don't think the enthusiasm level for Barack Obama is nearly the same as what it was. Do you?
No, don't you think that the youth, the younger crowd, is the ones that don't have any jobs right now? And, the enthusiasm might have been there 4 years ago, but I can't see that it is now. And I'll tell you that I think that the older crowd, that they'll all be out to vote.
There is the key, in my estimation, too. People 50 and over are taking a look at this election, and they're seeing, as we are seeing, both of us being over 50, that the United, we're just 4 days away from fundamentally changing the United States of America. And everybody cheered. Well, after 4 years of him fundamentally changing the United States of America, we don't like what we've seen. And there are very few people that are 50 years and older who are supporting Obama. I mean, the difference is dramatic. And, you know, all of these polls and all of the pundits and all of them that are trying to discourage people to vote, I don't think that's going to work at all. And certainly not going to work with people that are the main constituency for Romney, which are the 50 and over, married women, and white men. This is single women, blacks, quite a few Hispanics, Jewish people. Although how Jewish people can vote for him is beyond me too, to be honest with you. I mean, when they see,
see that happening at all.
It doesn't make sense.
No.
The groups that it does make sense to me are gays and lesbians. I can see, he's their guy. I can see them supporting him, almost to a person. That I get.
What's one
African American community
1%.
Has done worse. They've done worse than just about anybody in America. Under Obama, their unemployment's the highest. And when he came out for gay marriage in the black Christian community, which is huge, they don't like it at all. And these pastors, black pastors who are very influential, have said to the people, just don't vote. So the enthusiasm level for Obama is in the tank, in my estimation. So when they're weighing these polls, they're going with the assumption that young people, blacks, Hispanics, are all very enthusiastic for Barack Obama, and I don't see it, but I do see. And I mean, all you need to do is talk to people. Any place in America, you talk to somebody that's over 50, and boy, you're going to get an earful about what they think about what's going on. You talk to moms that have two or three kids and are trying to raise their family and stay at home, which is a lot of work, while their husbands are working and they're trying to make things work. It's very, very difficult for them, and they don't like what's going on. They don't like what's being taught in school. I mean, in one state, they're about to, I think it's California, I may be wrong on the state, but they're about to pass a law making starting the education of making kids aware and appreciative of gays and lesbians at five. 5-year-olds aren't sexual at all. They don't pay any attention to it at all, other than boys want to play with boys and they don't like girls, and girls don't want to play with boys and they don't like boys. Not at five. It's just part of the lunacy of the fundamental change of the United States of America. All right. They've got Obama almost winning the thing, and it's like hardly a contest. And that's the map that they've got. And you can ask me about any state that you want. I mean, it's pretty clear what they've got in store, for that particular thing. Now, I did my own math, and I've come up with some different numbers, and this is based on taking a look at what is happening in America based on the assumption that this is going to be more like what happened in 2010 when the enthusiasm level for getting rid of Nancy Pelosi was at an all-time high. So, that being the case, here's what I've got. I've come up with Obama, or strong Obama, or likely Obama, 217 instead of 247. Now, and Romney instead of 191, I've got him at 221. Okay, there's quite a bit of difference there. Now, what are the things that I have made that are different than what some of the others have? Well, starting with Colorado is trending towards Romney. That's 9 electoral votes. I've got Iowa. Obama's been in Iowa numerous times. It's in the electoral scheme and how to win the thing, it's quite different than it was. And I've got that. I believe that's going to go for Romney. In the Indiana, which went for Obama last time, is definitely going to go for Romney. They've given up on that. I have Wisconsin as a toss-up state, whereas they have a likely Obama. Now, Michigan is even in play. Interestingly, Pennsylvania is in play. Now, that's 20 electoral votes. That is one of the biggies. Why do you think that Pennsylvania is like 1% ahead for Obama, but he's still under 50? If he's under 50, then those who are going to vote at the very last minute are far more likely to not want it. Think of it this way. If you're married and someone says, are you going to be married this time next year? You say, well, I'm not sure. I'd say your marriage is in trouble, wouldn't you? That's the way it is with this. These are the people that haven't and say, well, I'm not sure. Their strength for Obama is pretty minimal. All right. In this other poll, they have North Carolina as a toss-up state. I think it's going to be very hard for Obama to win North Carolina. They're not spending any money there. I think that they've given up on it. And the reason that they've given up on it, they've had all kinds of scandals in the Democratic Party in North Carolina. They really didn't even, they thought, well, it was the state that they won by the smallest plurality, and I think it was like 5,000 votes, and that was 4 years ago, and they've had a lot of trouble ever since. And the Democratic National Party having their thing there was not a big success for the state, and it's going to be very unlikely that North Carolina is going to. I don't think it's toss up. I think it's leaning Romney. So you have all of these things, and what I've come up with is Romney. New Hampshire they have as a toss up state. I think that in the Northeast, it's the only state that is likely to go Republican with its 4 electoral votes. But right now, the way I see it, Obama's got 217 and Romney's got 225, with 96 electoral votes still up for grabs. That's a very close election. I think it's going to be you got 225, so then that puts – Romney at 45 to get there. And the way that he does it is he takes Florida at 29, Virginia at 13, so that's 42. And then all he has to do is win Nevada, Virginia, Ohio, Wisconsin, or Pennsylvania. Any one of them, and he'll end up winning the election.
Do you think that a lot of people may be, and I'm talking the people that are more or less on the fence, not the ones that are definitely in one column or the other, but the ones that may end up actually determining who's going to be our next president, are waiting to hear what they both have to say when it comes to these debates. It seems to me that there's a lot of people waiting to see. I mean, I just between you, Jack, and myself, I don't understand what Obama can stand on. I mean, so far he hasn't been able to come out with anything positive in his campaign. Everything is negative against Romney. And what can he stand on? His record? I mean, his record is anything but stellar.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, do you see any things that are him defending what he's done? And, look at what I've done. Because of what I've done, you need to vote for me for four more years. Well,
is he going to hold up a picture of bin Laden and say that's the one thing that he did good? Well, guess what? That's over and done with, and now it doesn't seem the Middle East is anything better off than it was when he was alive in the first place. So I don't know what he can stand on. What record can he stand on?
He's got his slogan was going to be, and with a lot of people that don't pay much attention, a little slogan, just a little slogan, like, yes, we can. It influenced millions of people. His slogan was going to be, Bin Laden's dead, and General Motors is alive, or maybe he had it reversed. GM's alive and Bin Laden's dead. And that would be touting his foreign policy achievements. I don't see how he can do that, because the answer to that is GM's alive, Obama's dead, and so is our ambassador. Because you didn't protect him.
You mean bin Laden's dead, not Obama.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
Freudian.
And that promise, I did not mean to say that.
No, you didn't.
GM's alive. Bin Laden's dead. And so is our ambassador. And so is the whole idea of, Israel is isolated. Obama and Netanyahu really can't even stand each other. And it's because, Obama he says he's the greatest president Israel's ever had. Well, I mean, he says whatever he wants, but it isn't backed up with fact.
Right.
The Arab Spring that they touted in here, he, because of his Muslim heritage, before he got involved in the church there in South Chicago with Jeremiah Wright for all those years, that he didn't listen to anything. He was saying he has brought democracy to the Middle East. Well, the democracy that he has is the rule of militant Islamic thugs who want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. His foreign policy has been a complete failure, so his little thing of GM's alive and Bin Laden's dead doesn't work anymore. And by the way, as far as GM being alive, we bought their stock at about 100, and now it's worth 20. How does that work? I mean, if you buy some at 100 and it's worth 20, you've lost 80. You've lost 80% of your investment. What he saved were the union contracts. Pennsylvania's in play because of coal. Is energy policy of absolutely destroying the coal industry in America, which we have an abundance of, means that West Virginia, I mean, no matter what, that's going for Romney, period. He doesn't have to spend a cent there. These miners, not one of them will vote for Obama, and there are a lot of miners in southern and in western Pennsylvania as well as in Ohio.
Yeah.
So that's a constituency that has always been strong, kind of Democrats. They voted for Reagan because they liked him, because he was strong. But they would, you know, they wouldn't vote for, you know, for Bush. They'd vote for Clinton, you know. But they were Reagan Democrats that voted for him because they liked him rather than that wimpy Jimmy Carter. And they liked Romney, probably not so much because of anything positive for Romney, but because they detest Barack Obama and what he has done to their livelihood.
I think a lot of people are going to be surprised when this debate happens that Romney's going to go after him, and I think people are going to realize that Romney is a lot stronger than they gave him credit for, and he is the answer. Obama is not the answer, and he's proven that. We've given him 3.5 years to prove that he is not capable. And wasn't it the governor of New Jersey said, you know, what are we paying you for? To be on The
what
View?
What the hell are we paying you for?
What in the hell are we paying you for? He's been on The View. He was on Dave Letterman. I mean, when in the hell is he going to be the president?
Well, I have this, there's this thought that I have, and I don't know that this is true, but I wonder if there is some internal polling that they have from the White House that says, you know what, the numbers aren't going to be there and we aren't going to be able to win this thing. So he's just like, well, if I'm not going to be the president anymore, I'm just going to enjoy myself and not work. Now, it is terribly irresponsible. I in my whole lifetime, I've never heard of anybody being as irresponsible to go be with Beyonce and Jay-Z instead of and go to sleep when this, you know, when the whole thing was happening there with in the embassy. It's just mind-boggling to me. At any rate, I don't think people need to be discouraged. I think the mainstream media wants people to be discouraged. I think that they want them to not pay attention. I think that they want to get people like you and me and say, don't bother to vote. There is not one thing in the world that would keep me from voting if I'm physically able to do so, if I'm still alive.
I'll walk uphill both ways to vote.
Walk uphill both ways to vote against Barack Hussein Obama. It doesn't
Absolutely.
Matter. And there are millions of people like us. That's a big deal. A big, big deal. And I would encourage people who are listening to stay motivated, to stay tuned, and to just realize 7 weeks from today, we're going to take this country back. That's all
God
the time that
America.
We've got. I want to thank you and say God bless you and God bless the United States of America. Good night.